At the breakfast this morning, you said Angoon has no business in Thomas Bay. Can you reiterate on that a little bit
more? Well, let me kind of define that, because that might have been a little too harsh as far as the delivery, you know, in the meeting and the conversation. I guess you'd have to put it in the rest of the question and answer. But clearly, Angoon has Thayer Lake, which is a hydro close to Angoon, that has the potential of 4 to 6 times the energy that Angoon needs. Angoon needs about a megawatt. Mm-hmm. Thayer Lake is somewhere between 4 and 6. There's no reason for Angoon to go outside of the proximity of the Angoon community to generate hydro. It just makes no economic sense at all. So when you go as far as Thomas Bay, for Angoon to build a hydro in Thomas Bay, you can't afford to build power lines, even if they're all above ground. And there's, as we all know, there's several straits to cross to get from Thomas Bay to Angoon. So you're going to have a substantial submarine cable, and they're extremely expensive. So there's no way the city of Angoon, with 1 megabyte of load, can afford to pay the operation and maintenance costs of bringing power from Thomas Bay to Angoon. Just simple math. Just it's ridiculous. And with the proximity of Wrangell and Petersburg to Thomas Bay, the city of Wrangell and the city of Petersburg should own any hydro constructed on Ruth Lake. Ruth Lake's about 20 megawatts, and there's other hydro sources within Thomas Bay, Scenery and Cascade, and together they're probably 100. And the private enterprise can go ahead and develop that and sell it up to the Bradfield or whatever they want to do to make, you know, make their model work. But we need, as communities in Southeast, to control our own energy future. And the only way you can do that is own and control your own hydros. Like Swan and Tai are debt-free, and they're owned by Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. Sitka owns Green Lake and Blue Lake. And Petersburg and Wrangell, again, in my opinion, need to own Ruth Lake and get the hydro in Ruth Lake and get it constructed and work with the state to do that. That would be about a 20-megawatt increase. There may be enough excess power between the construction of Ruth Lake and Tackett's, which is on the east side of northern Baranof, and that's about 30 megawatts. And Sitka needs probably half of that, or a little less than that when it's constructed, say, in 12, 13 years. But there may be enough export between Ruth Lake and Tackett's to warrant the construction of the Bradfield without the development of Cascade and Scenery in Thomas Bay. And if you do Cascade and Scenery, there's no doubt about it, you have got to do the Bradfield corridor.
Why have Sitka and Ketchikan problems getting hydropower? Those are two of the biggest towns in the Southeast.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at Swan and Tai being on the northern end, was substantially bigger than Wrangell and Petersburg needed when they constructed it. And it still gives Wrangell and Petersburg probably a 10 to 15 year life in front of them before they're going to have a hydro expansion capacity dumped right in their lap. Well, Ketchikan, on the other hand, has Swan, and you know they're pretty much maxing out down there to the point they're running their diesels a lot, and they're going forward with an expansion on Whitman, and that's number one on their capital list. Sitka, on the other hand, at the same time Swan and Tai was built, Sitka built Green Lake. It's the same size, similar size, 20 megawatts, rounded off. Well, Sitka has tapped out their hydro with Blue Lake and Green Lake to the point where they need to raise the face of Blue Lake 83 feet and add excess, some more turbines on it and get some rewound. That just buys them time to construct Tackett's. So you have a little different dynamics. Mainly when Tai was built, it was probably 4 times larger than Wrangell and Petersburg needed at the time.
Okay. And going back to Angoon, you said they have Thayer Creek, and there's been delays in trying to get that project off the ground concerning moving forward with grants. Where are some snags in terms of getting grants?
I'm not as familiar with the internal politics of Angoon. It's outside of the Senate district. But internally within our own Senate district, as an example, dealing with Ruth Lake, with Petersburg and Wrangell. Part of the job the senator has is to sit down with the leaders of the two communities and sort some of the stuff out to get a unified voice. But clearly Angoon has not pursued, to my knowledge, any of the renewable energy grants to move forward with Thayer Lake the last 2 years. They've been encouraged to do so by their elected officials. Apparently there's some indigestion between who would operate it and so on and so forth over there. But that's kind of an internal problem with that community. I'm going to speak with their elected officials and try to sort some of that stuff out. What I'd like to see done is the rest of the elected officials in Southeast work with Angoon to help Angoon move forward with Thayer Lake. Clearly, if you can build a hydro to supply energy for Angoon that's 4 or 5 times larger than they would need, they'd have an electrical supply that would last them 100 years. But by going over and trying to secure permits 70, 80 miles out of the way, it's just dysfunctional. The system just isn't set up for it and doesn't work like that. And the community doesn't have the physical structure or the capital behind it to really do big projects like this. It's a small village. And, we all need to work together. And to work together, we need to help Angoon move forward with Thayer Lake and get Wrangell and Petersburg together on Ruth Lake.
What do you think about Angoon and Wrangell working with Cascade Creek in all of this?
Well, I'm not really too interested in the shadow movements of Cascade and how they want to play around with permits. They should be concentrating, in my opinion, on building Cascade, which is 80 megawatts. What relationship they have with Angoon on scenery, I haven't read those documents, but I've read the documents on Ruth Lake. Clearly the permit is in Angoon's name. It's non-transferable. There's no other entity on it. And Angoon's business model is to sell power to Wrangell, Petersburg, and then on to Ketchikan. Well, Wrangell and Petersburg don't need the power. Ketchikan does need some, but we're dealing with that on the southern end. So even the business model doesn't work. So I think we just need to sort this out with Angoon. Hopefully Angoon in the end will just relinquish that permit so we can stay on schedule to move forward with building some hydros.
Would you be willing to talk to Senator Kukesh about this? I mean, that is his jurisdiction, right?
Well, we're already in the works in the office to try to set up a discussion with the Angoon mayor, who is very concerned, and rightfully so, on his community and being on diesel. And I'd like to see Angoon off diesel, like I've been working to get Cake off of diesels and get power line to Cake. And I'll have conversations, I'm sure, with Senator Kukesh and Representative Thomas. Representative Thomas, myself, Representative Thomas sits on the House Finance Committee and I'm co-chair on the Senate Finance side. So we work together a lot on all regional issues, a lot of regional issues in Southeast. So I would imagine Senator Thomas and myself will have several meetings on this and sort this out.